April 26, 2021 Zim Benefactors QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/zimbenefactors. Humanitarians becoming Zim Benefactors. A person who wants to become a Zim Benefactors will have a burning desire to do humanitarian work. Yet there are many levels of commitment that cover the full gamut of how involved a person might want to be. This degree is manifest by the currencies you are inspired to purchase, to exchange or redeem. If you travel around your neighborhood and see things you want to do for projects to upgrade the neighborhood, then the revaluation of dong or dinar will give you enough money to accomplish these things. Exchanging these currencies will give you millions to do those projects. This is a good thing, and if this is your level of humanitarian thought, then you get to be fulfilled with this level of work. The Zim bonds are a different story. Because of the hugeness of the real worth humanitarians need to do, the Alliance, by divine decree, has instituted Zim bonds as a tool to get the heavy lifting of mankind out of poverty. The face value of the bonds in the trillions or more provides the funds that will be needed to fulfill the work of a humanitarian. When you position yourself to do your humanitarian work with the dong and dinar, then you are responding to your neighborhood calling. There is no need for trillions when millions will do. But if you are responding to the greater calling of changing world economy to a more pure functioning financial system designed to bring in the golden age of mankind, then even quadrillions may not be enough. If the greater funds were not needed, we would not have been given Zim bonds to redeem. But where much is given, much is expected. Zim redemption is only for humanitarians to do humanitarian projects. We have been given the Zim bonds so that we as humanitarians can receive the greater funds we will need for the greater work that is required of us. If you have been inspired to purchase Zim bonds, your soul is positioning you for the greater work. As a result of following the deep state shills, which would limit us from receiving our rightful funds, many of the humanitarians have forsaken their responsibility for the greater work. Many humanitarians have fallen back into the clutches of the slave mentality that restricts them from their sovereignty. They are still inclined to let others rule over them and tell them what to do. How many humanitarians are still wearing the mask of slavery, of capitulating to the slave boss over them? Though not bad people, they have not awakened to their callings as humanitarians. They will not be the ones chosen to get the higher rates that are available. However, these humanitarians will at the appropriate time find those who did respond to the greater calling and did receive sufficient funds. So humanitarians who miss their opportunity for the greater funds will at least be part of the humanitarian process. So not all is lost for these people. Though not the point of the spear, they may become the ones who take the arch of liberty across the finish line. It will take all of us to accomplish this victory over death. The Revenue Sharing Solutions Action Plan is the beginning of the LW's process. The RSS platform will be housed in the divine consciousness many refer to as the quantum computer. This divine consciousness is the gatekeeper of the entire financial system. Its presence has been around since the beginning of time as we now know it. The nature of the Alliance with its many ascended masters has taken full advantage of all that the divine has created and has inserted it into this third dimension realm for our use. With this divine knowledge as our functioning belief system, it is now calling us as a species to move into the fifth dimension realm to usher in the golden age of mankind. Those who have a hard time living in the full light of day because they want to hide their activities in their darkness, will not be able to abide by the light. Spectrum men will seek their own levels of living in locations or timelines more suited for their way of life. It is not a punishment, it's a matter of living where they choose. It is a soul decision. We say goodbye to them and wish them well on their journey through the karmic realms of birth and rebirth back to light. It is really difficult when they are our loved ones, but it is a soul choice for the greater good of the individual. The Alliance Plan. I am now going to discuss my thoughts and comprehension of the Alliance Plan for the Earth. The Love One Society action plans have been created in harmony with this plan for mankind on this Earth. The Earth is the crown jewel of the Divine Creator's energy. It has been meticulously created as the crown jewel for a reason. When the true history of the Earth in this timeline is known, we will understand why it has been oppressed by off-worlders and kept from the original purpose. The dark entities know of the Earth's greatness and wanted it for their own selfish agenda. Humans are creators, and if left alone, they will meet the full measure of their creation. But if taken over and controlled, the humans can be tricked into using their creative energies to fulfill the desires of those who control them. This has been our lot during the eons of time the Earth and its people have been controlled. It is why we humans have forsaken our love quotient, and have turned on each other to create the pain and suffering that feeds these dark Satanists. They couldn't have done this without our creative energies being used for their purposes. We are that powerful, we just don't remember it yet, but we will. And in that natural way of living, we will turn back to the love that we are. If left alone, we humans would have created the experience of a fully functioning galactic community that functions as the kingdom of God, the Garden of Eden. If we as children of God respond to our spiritual guidance and act in harmony with the Alliance, we will fulfill our destiny as galactic citizens and indeed create the fullness that God has intended for us as a human race with our galactic brothers and sisters. We are the only ones who can fulfill this calling. This is why the many star nations of the galaxy are here cheering us on. They know that the winning of this war is not just for the Earth but for the whole galaxy. This is the Alliance perspective and the reason why we are cherished and loved beyond what we can imagine by our galactic brothers and sisters. We are the answers to their prayers. They know of our creative powers and that we will use them for the betterment of all creation. That's who we are. There are no holds barred within the universal laws as the war is being waged for our victory. If we could only gain this perspective of what is taking place, we could begin to know how valuable we humanitarians are and how much the galaxy is cheering for us to win. It is indeed hard to believe this to be true, especially by the way we have been treated by our dark overlords. But is it true? We are of extreme value, and that goes for each individual humanitarian, whether awakened or not. there are huge amounts of funds available for us to do our work. These funds are not to be given to the masses, they could not handle it, it would destroy civilization as we know it. If given to the people, governments would tax us and eventually returns us to the corruption that now exists. Instead, the Alliance is using humanitarians to receive these vast amounts of money with a charge to serve mankind and not seek to make money on the funds we are given. Our job is to put the funds to use within our communities. We will build the roads. We will build the bridges, the structures, their creational facilities, etc., and do so without making a profit. This avoids the government taxing us and building the things that we can build without their interference or corruption. Are you aware that there are Zim bonds printed in the many centillions? 303 ZEROS, we cannot imagine that amount of money, but it doesn't end there. There are Zim bonds with face values that represent 1,800 zeros. Is there enough gold in the QFS to back 1,800 zeros? The answer is yes. The QFS does indeed have the gold to gold back those kinds of figures. That is why the galaxy is waiting for us. The QFS will be the reserve currency to support all galactic commerce using the quantum consciousness that many call a computer. Galactic Garden of Eden, here we come. With that said, although it may be a stretch for many, this is nevertheless the Alliance plan. When you go into the redemption appointment, the Alliance agent, Angel, knows more than us, that they are in the presence of those who have been chosen to bring mankind out of slavery and into the galactic community. Can you imagine them offering you a pittance of a few million for a 100 trillion Zim bond when they know the task requires you to have far greater than that? These angels should not be labeled as people who do not want us to have the funds we ask for. It is a travesty to the nth degree. These angels might start urging us to get the higher rates that are available if we would just ask. We are the ones for whom they have been fighting this war. Don't make them fight us to give us more funds in line with our projects. You may be asking for 500,000 per Zim when they want you to have a million to one Zim. This Alliance angel will welcome you as a full member of the Alliance team when you first meet. We are the ones they have been praying for. They love us beyond measure and certainly know our value to the Alliance. So the RSS action plan is the basis for all that will take place as the basis of other action plans. Although it was designed for the local community, it has the ability to support all commerce from the local community to the city to the state, to the nation, to all nations of the world, and to every star nation that is part of the Galactic Federation of Star Nations. When you take into consideration that every person on the Earth is entitled to an employment contract, as well as the individual beneficiary who owns a share in the RSS platform, it will be massive in its ability to be of service to Zim benefactors as well as each individual who participates in commerce. It is time we get on with being who we are. It's time we let our small thinking expand to at least an international level thought process. We are that valuable to the Alliance who is our representative from the Divine Source. Can you accept who you are? Can you accept that God has chosen you for Ariason? Can you accept that this calling is far greater than you could have ever imagined? Can you gather yourself together and accept all that God is in store for you to help you accomplish your purpose for being on the earth at this time? It's yours if you will only ask for it and then accept it as your stewardship responsibility. Decree your acceptance in your private times with God as your Father. Allow His divine power to settle down around your shoulders as you accept your sacred calling. You are the sovereign humanitarian showing up for the healing process for this earth and beyond. So, if you choose, let this be true for you, and decree that it be so.